My colleagues to please take their seats. At this time, I'd like to recognize Alderman Crossley, who will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Newton Board of Aldermen for Tuesday, January 22nd, 2013. There is a revised docket in your docket books that added a late file communication from the mayor's office. I want to let everyone know that this meeting is being both audio and video recorded. And without any other business to report right now, we'll start with our first call of reports, and I'll recognize the chairman of the Land Use Committee, Alderman Hesmahan.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. The report of the Land Use Committee tonight begins on page 5 of the report's docket. First item is 415-12, David and Caroline Altman petition for a special permit site plan approval to construct a new kitchen and family room addition with a deck increasing the floor area ratio from 0.33, which is allowed, to 0.36 at 37 Columbine Road, Ward 8, on land known as SBL 82195, containing approximately 15,415 square feet of land in a district zone single residence 1. Public hearing was opened on that evening and closed the same evening, and in working session it was approved by a vote of 7-0. Next two items were held, and moving on to page 6 of the report's docket, we have a number of auto dealer licenses. Number 363-12, Auburndale Service Center, LLC, 2105 Commonwealth Ave, Auburndale. Number 370-12, LA Auto Body, Inc., 41 Los Angeles Street.
Mr. Chairman, you can just do the number and the place of business. I think that should be fine. The name of the business should be fine.
Thank you, Mr. President. I will do so. So the next item is 373-12. Next item, 375-12, 365-12, 372-12, and 379-12. All of these auto dealer licenses were approved by a vote of 7-0, and that is the report of the Land Use Committee tonight. At this time, however, I would ask to be recognized to assign public hearings.
Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. On page... beg your pardon, I lost the page. On page 14 of the docket this evening, public hearings to be assigned for February 12, 2013. Petition number 277-10, parens 4, Jenny Marie 1, LLC, Jenny Marie 2, LLC, petition to amend special permit site plan approval application number 277-10, parens 3, for which a public hearing was opened and closed on December 11, 2012. The petitioner is seeking relief from the required 24-foot maneuvering aisle width of at least 24 feet to allow a 20-foot wide aisle to increase the front setback distance of the proposed building from 5 feet to 9 feet so that residents of the proposed 9-unit building at 138 through 142 Adams Street will have increased privacy and a decrease in street noise. That is in Ward 1. Next item, petition number 23-13, Benjamin Gomez, petition for a special permit site plan approval to extend a non-conforming structure to enclose a second-story deck to expand the master suite, increasing the existing non-conforming floor ratio of 0.38 to 0.40, where 0.35 is allowed by right, at 55 Alban Road, Ward 5. Wobbin, on land known as SBL 551917, in the district zoned single residence 2. And finally, petition number 149-03, parens 5, Bertucci's Corporation, the Nolan Brothers, petition to amend the site plan approved in special permit number 149-03, parens 4, granted on October 15, 2012, that allowed a restaurant use of up to 100 seats an attendant waiver of 25 parking spaces at 300 Needham Street, Ward 8. The petitioners are now seeking 20 outdoor seats that require an additional waiver of 12 parking spaces on land known as SBL 833011, containing 205,211 square feet of land in a mixed-use one district. Just for those folks who are trying to follow along at home, this is the new Two Ovens restaurant that should be opening shortly at 300 Needham Street. And that is the report of the Land Use Committee tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, they have the Zoning and Planning Committee, chaired by Alderman Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 7. There's only one item to be reported out this evening. Docket item 405-12, William McLaughlin, 117 Hammond Street, Chestnut Hill, reappointed as a member of the Zoning Board of Appeals for a term to expire November 7th, 2015. This is approved, 4 in favor, none opposed, and 1 abstention. And I just want to remind people, anyone interested, there's a subcommittee of the Zoning and Planning Committee meeting focusing on accessory apartments, and we are meeting tomorrow night, the 23rd of January at 6:15. I think it's in room 209, but I'm not 100% sure. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, they have the Programs and Services Committee, chaired by Alderman Sangiolo.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 7. The first item to report out is item number 424-12, reappointment by His Honor the Mayor of Peter Johnson of 121 Fairway Drive, West Newton, reappointed as a member of the Parks and Rec Commission for a term to expire November 29, 2015. That was approved by a vote of 3-0-1. Continuing on page 8, the next item is item number 99-11. Alderman Albright, Johnson, and Danberg requesting that the Department of Public Works coordinate data on the impact of snow removal ordinance from the Department of Public Works, Parks and Recreation, Executive and Senior Services into a monthly report for the winters 2012 and 2013, which will be sent to the Public Facilities Committee that includes the following data. 1, the number of people requesting exemptions. 2, the number of exemptions awarded. 3, the number of warning letters sent. 4, the ability of the city to maintain the same standard regarding treating the surface to preserve safe passage, and 5, cost of the implementation of the program. Programs and Services Committee voted no action necessary by a vote of 4-0. The next item, I would like to ask for suspension of the rules to poll my committee to see if we can bring it back to committee.
Chair has requested a suspension of the rules in order to poll her committee to recommit the item. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor will say aye. Suspension of the rules?
Aye.
Aye.
Vote no. The ayes have it. Go ahead, Madam Chair.
Programs and Services Committee, would you be willing to take back item number 333-12, the Green Decade Resolutions, for further discussion? All those in favor of in Programs and Services? That's one.
We could do it now. We could do it on second call.
If we could do it on second call so that we can understand why.
Okay, the item's on second call already. We're going to try to take it off first call, do it on first call, but it's already on second call, so we'll do that right after.
Okay. Thank you. Then the next item is item number 170-12, Alderman Sangiolo, Baker, Blazer, Johnson, and Yates.
That one's PF still has to meet on that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So then, continuing on page 9, item number 205-11, Alderman Sangiolo, Gentile, Harney, and Linsky requesting a discussion with the school committee regarding a proposal to enter into contractual relations with the Newton Schools Foundation to sell naming rights on behalf of the Newton Public Schools. That was voted no action necessary by a vote of 3-1-0. And that concludes the report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, I have the Public Safety and Transportation Committee. The report will be given by Vice Chair Alderman Harney.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 9. Docket item 409-12, Alderman Danberg, Rice, Blazer, Baker, Crossley, Linsky, Laredo, Salvucci, Kalis, Merrill, Hesmahan, Fishman, Albright, Harney, Schwartz. Did you miss anybody? Requesting that Chapter 26, Section 8D, trial program for removal of snow and ice from sidewalks be extended from 11-113 to 11-114, approved 7-0. Docket item number 18-13.
That's on second call, Vice Chairman.
I'm sorry. Let's see. Docket item 86-12, Alderman Ciccone requesting possible changes to ordinance 19-38, procedures for traffic council to require all traffic council meetings be held in the evening. That was voted no action necessary, 6-0. Docket item 8-13, traffic council chair providing the annual report on the work of the traffic council for 2012 pursuant to section 19-30G of the City of Newton Revised Ordinances 2007. That was voted no action necessary, 6-0. And finally, docket item 146-12, Director of Planning and Development requesting possible amendment to Chapter 19 to allow the Commissioner of Department of Public Works to restrict parking up to, amended to 25 feet away from crosswalks. And that was approved as amended, 5-0-2. And that's the report.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Next I have the Chair of Public Facilities Committee, Alderman Salvucci.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 9, where I have one item, 409-12, Alderman Danberg, Rice, Blazer, Baker, Crosley, Lindsay, Laredo, Salvucci, Kalis, Merrill, Hesmahan, Fishman, Albright, Harney, and Schwartz requesting the Chapter 26, Section 8D trial program for removal of snow and ice from sidewalk be extended from 11-113 to 11-114. And that's it. Public facilities approved, 7, one up, one opposed, and that's the report on that one. Then go to page 10. If I can get there. Top of page 10.
You have the bottom of page 10.
Bottom of page 10. I beg your pardon.
No problem.
409-12. I believe that's the same thing was on the same page. It is.
Right.
I didn't know it was here. Alderman Yates, 408-12, Alderman Yates requesting a report on the relative conditions of the Elliott Street Bridge into Needham and the Wales Street Bridge into Wellesley and a determination as to which should be given priority, no action necessary, 7-0. On page 11, finance to meet. And I believe 139-11, Alderman Lindberg, Linsky, Alderman Linsky, Danberg, and Salvucci proposing the 26-71, 26-72, and 26-73 sidewalk construction requested by owners, materials for sidewalk construction, and new curbing installation respectively be amended to extend participation in the betterment program to property owners who voluntarily pay the residual 50% of the cost over time in addition to the 50% initial payment provided under the ordinance, no action necessary. And I have a request to poll my committee, Mr. Chairman, on an item which program and services had on joint meeting had put no action necessary.
So the chairman has requested a suspension of the rules. We have a conflicting vote on the top of page 8 on 99-11. The Programs and Services Committee voted no action necessary. The PF Committee had approved this back on October the 5th, 2011. I believe the discussion recently in Programs and Services that information would be going to public facilities. So the chairman is requesting to poll the committee in order to accept the vote of the Programs and Services Committee. Is that correct?
That's right.
So the motion that's been made, and is there a second? All those in favor say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. You can poll the committee, Mr. Chairman.
99-11, Alderman Albright, Johnson, Danberg requesting that the Department of Public Works coordinate data on the impact of the snow removal ordinance from the Departments of Public Works, Parks and Recreation, Executive and Senior Services into a monthly report for the winters 2012 and 2013, which will be sent to the Public Facilities Committee that includes the following data. One, the number of people requesting exemptions, 2, the number of exemptions awarded, 3, the number of warning letters sent, 4, the ability of the city to maintain the same standard regarding treatment to surface, regarding treating the surface to preserve safe passage, and cost of the implementation of the program. Public Facilities Committee, all in favor of no action necessary? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Who's missing? 8. I got them all. Okay, that concludes my report, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, I have the Finance Committee chaired by Alderman Gentile.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Finance Committee report begins on the bottom of page 11. The first item is 426-12, Maria Bianchi Rosen. 41 Aspen Ave, Auburndale, reappointed as a constable, approved by a vote of 8-0. 16-13 is honor the mayor, requesting the vote of the Board of Aldermen to complement by resolution the vote of the school committee to transfer the sum of $350,000 from unspent reserve in the fiscal year 2013 school operating budget to a capital account established for the purpose of funding the design and engineering work for the installation of several modular classrooms at various elementary schools. This was approved 8-0. 19-13 is honor the mayor, requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $17,480 from FY 2013 budget reserve to the public buildings repair and maintenance account to fund the demolition costs for the Department of Public Works salt shed. Approved 8-0. 400-12 is honor the mayor, requesting authorization to appropriate the sum of $150,000 from bonded indebtedness for the purpose of funding plumbing and bathroom renovations at the Gath Pool facility. This was approved by a vote of 8-0. 25-04(2), is honor the mayor, requesting authorization to expend up to $250,000 from Avalon and Chestnut Hill traffic mitigation funds for the purpose of installing a fully activated traffic signal at the intersection of Hammond Pond Parkway and the Boylston Street eastbound exit ramp. This was approved 8-0. All other items were held that night by a vote of 8-0, and I would move the report.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe that there were 2 late filed docket items for finance. On page 17 of the docket. Items 39 and 40 on the top of page 17. Do you have those?
39-13.
Yep, and 40-13.
Is honor the mayor, requesting authorization to increase the previously authorized expenditure by a sum of $56,024. I'm not aware of either of these, and I don't know why they're pressing, so I'm not going to move for suspension of the rules for either of those 2 items.
That's fine. I thought the email that was sent out was Alderman Gentile's on there. My apologies. Alderman Albright. So that concludes the finance report. Thank you, Alderman Gentile. Alderman Albright.
I would just like to remind the Real Property Reuse Committee that we have a hearing next Tuesday on the JAPG report on Newton Center, the former Health Department building. Thank you.
That's Tuesday evening, right? Tuesday evening. Okay. Thank you. Two other pieces of information. One on item 41-13. I am looking for the page. I don't have that right in front of me. Item 41-13, it's an item that has been referred to page 17. It's the third item. I would like to make a motion that that also be referred to the Public Facilities Committee. So it's been referred to Finance, but I would like that to also be referred to PF. So there's a motion. Is there a second? All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it, and we will refer that on the first call reports in the referral docket. I also just want to call to your attention on page, the top of page 18, this is just a communication that was received after the close of the docket. Item 45-13, there is no action by the board on this, but item 45-13 is out of the mayor appointing Mr. Peter Katugian Sr. as the interim executive secretary to the Election Commission effective January 22, 2013, until a permanent secretary is hired, but not to exceed 90 days. So that's just a communication to the board. Okay? Is there any other business before the board on first call this evening? Seeing none, I'm going to ask the clerk to call the roll, the reports docket, and the referral of the new docket.
Alderman Albright.
Aye.
Alderman Baker. Alderman Blazer.
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone. Alderman Crossley.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fishman.
Aye.
Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile. Alderman Harney. Alderman Hesmahan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson.
Aye.
Alderman Kalis.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin.
Aye, except for docket number 409-12, for which I vote no.
Alderman Laredo.
Aye.
Alderman Linsky.
Aye, with the exception of docket item 170-12, appearing on page 8, docket item 205-11, appearing on page 9, and docket item 39-12, appearing on page 9, in which I vote no.
Alderman Merrill. Alderman Rice.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Sangiolo.
Aye.
Alderman Schwartz.
Aye.
Alderman Swiston.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 21 yeas with 3 absent on all items except item 409-12, 170-12, 205-11, and 39-12, where the vote is 20 yeas, 1 nay, and 3 absent.
Great. I'll ask that the board be at a 2-minute recess so I can just confer on the 2 items that are on second call. Okay, I'd ask my colleagues to please take their seats. Okay, we have 2 items on second call this evening. The first item is 333-12 on page 8, and I will recognize the chair of the Programs and Services Committee, Alderman Sangiolo.
Thank you. The item is item number 333-12, Alderman Crossley and Hesmahan, on behalf of Green Decade Newton, requesting a discussion and possible resolution, asking that Newton join the Center for Biological Diversity's Clean Air Campaign by sending a resolution to the U.S. Administration and Environmental Protection Agency, urging them to assert and enforce certain provisions of the nation's Clean Air Act in order to help communities achieve cuts in greenhouse gas pollution. That was approved by a vote of 4-0, subject to second call. So I'm sorry, we put it subject to second call in committee because there's some documentation that had not been submitted when we had our discussion. It had since been submitted, so I think we're fine.
Okay. So the item is on second call, and we didn't get a clearance as to why, but but it's on second call. We were expecting documentation, but we received the documentation.
Yeah, we were expecting documentation. Yeah. It was attached to the agenda.
Well, I thought there was a concern about one piece of it. That's fine. Okay. Is there any discussion on item 333-12? Alderman Fuller.
I read the resolution
closely, and I am in support of all but eight words, and I potentially am in support of the last eight words, but I need somebody to explain it to me. It was not in the minutes, and I don't know if you discussed it in committee. It just didn't make it into the minutes. If I could tell you the eight words that I just don't understand, so I'm having trouble voting for it. The Amy, Chair Santriello, may I ask a favor? Could you actually read the resolution that we're voting on? Not the whereas part, just the resolution at the end, because it's those last eight words. It's just about five sentences. Would you like, okay, I'm happy to do it, or?
Alderman Flora, you're not requesting that we read the entire resolution.
No, nope, just the
whereas,
now,
the
therefore,
question.
Be it resolved. I could read that to you.
Why don't you read it while you're have the floor, and then if someone wants to address that they can.
The resolution goes on quite a ways, laying out a lot of the issues that we're facing with clean air in the United States, and it ends with this. Now, therefore, be it resolved that climate change is not an abstract problem for the future or one that will only affect far distant places, but rather climate change is happening now. We are causing it, and the longer we wait to act, the more we lose and the more difficult the problem will be to solve. And we, the Newton Board of Aldermen, on behalf of the residents of Newton, do hereby urge the administrator of the EPA and the president to move swiftly to fully employ and enforce the Clean Air Act. To do our part to reduce carbon in our atmosphere. And here's the last eight words that I just don't understand. I'd like somebody to clarify. To do our part to reduce carbon in our atmosphere to no more than 350 parts per million. I supported everything till then. I just have no idea what this standard is. I'm wondering if others do, and if somebody could explain it to me and explain why 350 is the right number rather than, let's say, 300 or 325 or 375. Thank you.
I'll recognize Alderman Swiston, and then Alderman Crossley, then Alderman Swiston.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I am no climate scientist, but along with many members of the Green Decade, a few colleagues, I have been following this issue for certainly more than a dozen years, one might even say since the 1970s, but it has at least been widely recognized since a dozen or more years ago when Al Gore came out with his famous documentary on climate change, that was a number of, it's a measurement of pollution in the air that it is believed the planet can sustain, cleanse itself from, if you will. There's a tipping point at some number higher than that after which it becomes extremely difficult to reconcile the situation at all. So my information comes from places like the Union of Concerned Scientists, who are based in Cambridge. They're a national organization. They've been publishing information on this for many, many years, and they are also organized and speaking regularly to politicians nationally on this matter. It comes from groups. There's actually a group called 350.org, which has organized with that name, namesake of the number that we're trying to get down to. It's not, you know, it's, I think it's probably more of an important concept than it is a number that, you know, we're not beholden to the number. The resolution is really to join with another almost 50 cities and towns across the nation to date, at least, or at least as of several weeks ago, who are trying to make an impression on a president who has committed to doing something significant about climate change, but has not used the enforcement tools that are available to him in the Clean Air Act yet. To make some significant changes that are possible simply by using those tools. So I suppose you could say that number is irrelevant to the main purpose of the resolution, But it is a number that is widely accepted among those who support these kinds of efforts, and more importantly, to the scientific community.
Thank you, Alderman Crossley. Alderman Twiston.
Thank you. I'll be brief. I am supportive of the spirit of the resolution, but I think I've stood up and said this on a number of times. I'm just going to have to say that I don't think this is an issue that we, the board, were elected to be speaking on, and I think that it's really great to support it if they're, as an individual, and that we can support these things, but these kind of resolutions being done on the board, I don't think is appropriate, so I will be voting against it for that reason.
Thank you, Alderman Twiston. Alderman Yates, then Alderman Hussman-Hann.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to ask my esteemed colleague from Ward 5 if she could explain what the wording just read by the Alderman from Ward 7, that the longer we wait, the more we lose. I'm not quite sure what more we lose. We gain more temperature, we get more pollution in the air. I don't understand what the thing means grammatically.
Alderman Yates, thank you. I'm going to recognize Alderman Hussman-Hann, but if we can't get to some sort of agreement on the language, I'm going to ask that this go back to the Programs and Services Committee rather than trying to do this on the floor of the board, okay? So I want to recognize Alderman Hussman-Hann.
First of all, I just very briefly want to associate myself with the comments of Alderman Cross. I think she did a very good job articulating the reasons why we chose the particular standard that we did and scientific support for it. In response to Alderman Yates' question, I think it is self-evident, but in case it's not, the longer we wait to do something about global warming, the window gets more and more closed on what we're going to be able to do about it, if ever. So I hope that that's clear.
The concept is clear, but the language doesn't make any sense. The more what we lose.
Alderman Santiello.
So what I had tried earlier, I guess I'll make the motion now. The motion is to bring this back into committee for further discussion. This way we can schedule it so that members of the Green Decade Coalition, the sponsors, real sponsors of the resolution, can come back and talk to the board and any members who have other questions. Unless, of course, Alderman Fuller's questions have been resolved or Alderman Yates' questions have been resolved. So that's my motion.
Okay, a motion has been made and seconded to recommit the item to Programs and Services. Is there any discussion on the motion? Alderman Laredo.
I would be able to second that.
Can you use your mic, Alderman Laredo? Thank you.
I would prefer to send it back to the committee as well. I have some discomfort with the lengthy whereas clauses in here. There's a lot of that, and I really think if we're going to be passing resolutions as a board, they ought to be finely honed. The language ought to be very clear, as concise as possible. This looks, frankly, more like a form document, and that's okay, but I don't think we should be just passing off forms and saying it's a good idea. If we're going to say something, we ought to do it carefully and we ought to do it precisely. So I support the request to send it back.
Thank you. Anyone else on the motion to recommit? Seeing none, I'll try to send a voice vote. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed?
No.
The ayes have it. The item has been recommitted to Programs and Services. Next, we have item 18-13 on page 9. At this time, I'll recognize the Vice Chair of the Public Safety and Transportation Committee, Alderman Harney.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Can you turn your mic on, Alderman Harney? Thank you. That wasn't very nice.
Turn that off on me.
Okay, item 18-13 is honor the mayor in accordance with Chapter 279 of the Act of 1992, submits for approval to Chief of Police Search Committee members. Alderman Alan Ciccone Jr., Chair of Public Safety and Transportation, Gary Beerfield, citizen appointed by Board of Aldermen, Officer Eddie LaValle, Newton Police Association, Shauna Guerin, business executive, Laura Holt, Esquire, the Honorable Conrad J. Bletzer, retired judge, originally Stephen Unsworth, the Mass Police Chiefs Association, was on the list, but that was amended and place Chief James Hicks of the Massachusetts Police Association was substituted for Mr. Unsworth. Associate Professor Nathan Phillips, citizen. Mr. Darrell Settle, citizen. David McDonald, Newton Superior Police Association. This item was approved as amended with the substitution of Chief James Hicks, 6-0. During the committee, I believe that the members of the committee were impressed with the depth and the breadth of the quality of people that were on the search committee, and the only comments really that came up with it, the committee was encouraged by several members to consider both internal and external candidates, that everything should be on the table. And without much further discussion, Alderman Swiston moved to approve the item as amended, and that's what happened. I don't know who put it on second call.
Thank you, Alderman Harney. The item was put on second call by Alderman Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I was unable to be at the PS&T meeting where this item was discussed due to a business trip. So what I wanted to do is just to explain why I'm voting against this item. I was quite disappointed to see the limited number of females on the search committee given the challenges of this department. So I would have expected the mayor to have a better balance between men and women, and therefore I will be voting against the committee.
Thank you, Alderman Johnson. Is there anyone else that would like to speak on item 18-13? Seeing none, I'll ask for a roll call vote because we do have one dissenting vote. I'll ask for a roll call vote, please.
Alderman Albright.
Aye.
Alderman Baker.
Aye.
Alderman Blazer.
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone. Alderman Crossley.
No.
Alderman Danberg.
No.
Alderman Fishman.
Aye.
Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile.
Aye.
Alderman Harney.
Aye.
Alderman Hesmahan.
No.
Alderman Johnson.
No.
Alderman Kalis.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin.
Aye.
Alderman Laredo.
Aye.
Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Merrill. Alderman Rice.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Sangiolo.
No.
Alderman Schwartz.
No.
Alderman Swiston.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 16 yeas, 6 nays, with 2 absent.
The item carries. Okay, is there any other business before the board this evening? I'd ask my colleagues to please check in with Alderman Lappin before you leave tonight about the board's gathering next Wednesday evening so we can have an accurate number. I'd ask that you please check in with her. There was an update sent out today about Alderman Merrill. His condition remains the same. There's a little more detail in the email. We'll continue to check in on Alderman Merrill. And other than that, I don't have any other business. Is there any other business before the board this evening? Seeing none, I will recognize Alderman Crossley. There's a motion to adjourn. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We are adjourned at 8:36 p.m.